there has been an uptick in missing persons reports near the shore of a local seaside town ever since an emergency was declared at a nearby facility. Police suspect it may be due to supervillain activity in the area. Be wary as missing persons reports out.
Hello! Housekeeping! How's your stay so far? You know, you've been our longest guest by quite a margin. That's impressive. Most of the other people who have blown through this little B&B while I've owned it have long since, checked out. But not you. That's impressive. Perhaps it's because you keep such a clean room. However, it's a little too clean. There's not nearly enough slime in here. Gotta keep the theming of the place consistent throughout all the rooms, you know? It's not just Bloop's bed and breakfast without a little bloop goop. Now then, the reason I've come to see you is because, well, you're the last guest we've got at the moment. I've got no one else for my hospitality to hospitalize. Really, it's starting to feel a bit like you're part of the staff. Of course, at this point, the staff is just me. I'm the manager, the bellhop, the maid, the chef, the laundry bloop, the whole shebang! When I took over this place, I didn't really think I'd get to know anyone. But here you are. Mind if I sit on the bed? Whoops! I can fix that. Well, later, anyway. In the meantime, why don't you sit with me? A little one-on-one. Manager the guest. You can tell me how I'm doing. Would you say your stay here has been 5 stars? Our reviews have stayed really positive since I took over. Though, admittedly, there also haven't been any new reviews since I took over. But that's somewhat by design. Why don't you sit a little closer? Don't be shy. It's not like you haven't gotten a little slime on you before. Now, what was I saying? Something about the nature of quantum physics? No, that's not it. Right, by design. Do you mind if I tell you a secret? I'm so good at espionage, you couldn't have possibly guessed it, but since you've been here for so long, I'll let you in on it. I'm not really a bed and breakfast manager. I know! Shocking, right? I keep the guy so well. Miss Havnish didn't guess it, even when she vanished into my pouch. I think Mr. Smith was almost onto me by the time my tail had him mostly swallowed. But I'm just so good at this. No one had any real idea. Alas, I'm a fraud, a pretender, an actor of the highest caliber. I'm sorry to have fooled you so. You know, I thought you were onto me that time I found you trying to climb the fence out back. Or that time you tried to tunnel through the wall on the ground floor. But here you are, my most stalwart guest. You know, come to think of it, you haven't done anything like that in a long time. In fact, you haven't been avoiding me at all. You've come to breakfast and dinner every day. Even shared the elevator with me more than once. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you have a crush. Oh, wouldn't that be the stuff of romance novels? A lowly, beautiful bed and breakfast manager, secretly an agent of chaos. But lo, one of their guests sweeps them off their feet in a whirlwind of romance. Oh, what a lovely thought. Alas, it is not to be. I'm not the settling down type. A rolling stone gathers no moss and all that. I can't simply stay in one place, no matter how good a disguise I've set up. You'll understand? Though, your affections sway me so, I cannot deny my nature. I am a creature of the wilds, of movement and disharmony, while you, a secret agent, must uphold the law. You're not a secret agent? Well, hush! Don't ruin the narrative! Whoa! Two different worlds are we? So as I shed this guise, I must leave my desires behind! Alas, my tail is a bit more loath to let you go. It remembers the good times when you rubbed my tummy after that couple from Winnipeg gave me a stomachache. All those times you slipped its scraps under the dinner table to keep it from eating you. I mean, out of affection. So many wonderful little moments. Deary me. Oh, come here, you! Why must the world tear us apart? Just because I'm an 11-foot-tall science experiment and you're a delicious normal person? Heck with all that! I'd say a worse swear, but I think these things are supposed to be PG-13. We don't have to be apart! Why don't you run away with me? I realize I'm pinning you to the bed with my big slimy bulk, and your mouth is covered. But you've always liked me doing that anyway. And by your muffled words, your answer is clear. It's set then. Let's run away together. Just you and me against the world. Of course, you'll have to come along with me the same way everyone else does. No special treatment, despite our history. My tail will keep you nice and safe, and you can come with me that way. Always nice and close. Very close. And every time my hips jiggle or my tummy sags, I'll know you're right there. Won't that be fun? We'll see the world. Now, don't struggle. Think of this as an upgrade to the secret suite. And remember, please do rate us 5 stars. Off to see the world! I think I might try being a stewardess next.